This is Catherine, host of Heart of Mind Radio, and I am so grateful to be with you here today. One of the topics that I was focused on, and that was how important it is for all of us to consider and actively participate in grounding ourselves and staying grounded. We are living in most chaotic times, and this is true because of the politics of our day and the inconsistencies that we see taking place within our government and really governments across the globe. And we see a situation where corporations seem to have taken over our governments and our political discourse. And the influence of money and finances has had an overwhelming influence over the state of affairs and the state of our lives. But these influences, generally speaking, are not in favor of everyday people. Whatever our belief systems are, whatever our personal politics may be, whether we are engaged in activities that are sustaining or perhaps destructive, self-destructive, not contributing to the higher good, I believe that this is all of our intention. This is the desire. This is what motivates a soul to come into the earth plane. The desire to contribute, the desire to make a difference, to have their life and our lives make a difference. And once we get involved in the complexity of life on earth, we sometimes lose our way. And of course, there are those who come in with the express intent to have control. I believe that's ultimately what the game is. It's about control, and it's about desire for wealth and property and acquisition of things, acquisition of power. And this acquisition, this desire, from my perspective, comes from a disconnect of understanding who we are as beings, as ensouled beings, as eternal beings, that we get disconnected sometimes and focus on the activities on our planet, the activities and engagements with each other. And it becomes a game of chaos because people seem to be operating from the perspective of what the outcome will be on Earth. And the outcome, as it's seen, it seems to me, from the perspective of the controllers, is that the outcome must be to their benefit, their personal benefit. And because people have consciousness that is limited in some ways, or constrained, narrow, from my perspective, perhaps my judgment, they often feel that they can only be empowered through another's disempowerment. And I believe that there is a level of spiritual truth to this, because power comes from the feeding on another person's power or energy, resources, capabilities. Corporations function out of an agreement between those who run the corporation and those who work within the corporation, that there is going to be a benefit gained from that labor. And very often, whatever that contract may be, either legally in the physical plane or spiritually, that contract very often is set up so as to not benefit the individual sovereignty of the human beings that are engaged in that workplace. And so when I speak of staying grounded in chaotic times, it comes from a sense that we each individually must reclaim and claim that state of sovereignty so as to break any inferred contracts, inferred agreements, be that with an employer, perhaps within a relationship, perhaps within a religious organization or spiritual group. I believe that it's time that we each consider ourselves, each and every one, to be a sovereign whole. And to recognize that as much as we enjoy interactions with people, as much as we need employment and resources to function in the world, we have to be very careful about what rights, sovereign rights, are being given over to the entities with whom we engage. And this is not something that needs to be engaged as a public forum. I'm not suggesting that you go in and sit down at the desk, across the desk from your employer, and make a declaration of sovereignty necessarily. But it is important for you to sit down, perhaps across from a mirror in which you can look into your own eyes and confirm and affirm for yourself, making a declaration of sovereignty, of reclaiming your rights, of reclaiming your resources, of reclaiming the fruits of your labor, of your creativity, of your offering. Because I'm speaking about beginning to live with a full understanding of the game, the what's in play for each of us as human beings. So when we are engaging in the world, it's very vital that we engage from a perspective of understanding that we are cosmic, universal, divine, eternal beings. And when we make that declaration to self, that means that we are bringing into alignment the forces of the universe, the forces of the angelic realm, the forces of divinity. We are creator beings, and when we bring the creation into an alignment with our intention, then the universe responds accordingly. So I'm speaking of being and walking in the world in fullness, in wholeness, in truth of who we are as divine creator beings, claiming sovereignty and with full understanding that no being has the innate right to take or receive or abuse or control you as a being. But before that can change, we must first declare and know within ourselves this truth. So to me, this is a very powerful step. And I want to ask all of you to begin to go into yourself and contemplate this. Breathe deeply and just allow you to connect into your own heart, into your own gut, and allow for that strength to build. It may start like a tiny little beanstalk, but it will grow powerfully as you give it your intention and as you give it your attention. So as a short start to this meditation, I'm going to offer a piece of music by David Darling, and it's called Music of a Desire. David Darling is a very powerful composer, cellist, and his music carries a lot of spiritual energy. So just breathe into the music and feel the fullness, the wholeness, and the correctness, the rightness, the sovereignty of your sacred being as we listen to this music. Mm-hmm. And that was David Darling. And the piece of music to me is very special. It's called Music of Desire. Now you'll notice that that piece of music I chose was very gentle, very soft, very tender. And the reason I wanted to play David Darling for you is because that is the space from which you can connect with the truth of your sovereign being. It's not an angry energy. It's not a voice of retribution or judgment. It's about being quiet, flowing into yourself with a sense of knowing the truth of who you are. And that is a very gentle place to be. And it's very strong in its determination, but it's very gentle in its manner and in its manifestation. So when we engage in this way with a sense of gentleness, it allows us to sidestep the judgment and to walk away from the argumentativeness and to relinquish the need to win and move gently into the art, the artistry of living, the capacity to allow oneself to be who you truly are without the need to explain, without the need to defend, without the need to convince anyone else that they should agree with you. It is largely a personal choice. And it's a choice that begins to liberate you from the impact of the programming cycle, the matrix cycle that keeps us engaged in a loop over and over again, bringing us into confusion, bringing us into remorse and depression or sadness, bringing us into frustration and anger and the need to defend and strike out. So I think if we can match this call for sovereignty and for understanding our right to choose how to engage our own manifested energy, how to apply our own creative forces, then this is a very soft and gentle and loving process. It's not about going into battle externally or internally, for that matter. It's really about gently peeling away the layers that contradict the truth of your intention. So I want you to really, when you find yourself feeling frustrated or angry or entangled with the business of politics or the suffering around the world, is to not argue with yourself over it, not judge yourself over it, but to move gently through whatever that might be in recognition of what your experience is. Because when we can recognize our experience, when we can recognize how we feel in the moment, that is the first step towards self-empowerment. Where we lose that self-empowerment is when we move to contradict that feeling with an anger or a judgment or a sense of embarrassment, shame. These are things that we're trained to feel overlaying the essence of our feeling. So, for example, when I see images or when I hear of conflicts and I recognize that people are suffering, I also actually very often feel that suffering. I can feel, not to the degree that the person feels, but I can feel it within my own body and emotions, what other people experience in the world. So it can have a strong impact on me personally. And so there are two things that I could do about that. I could get frustrated and depressed over it. I could get angry and argumentative over it. But there's a way in which I understand that because I have that level of empathy and can feel another person's suffering, that this is how empathy works. This is how compassion works, that it has a tendency to drain out from that person, from that being who's going through that situation. When you can tap into that and feel it, you're taking some of that away from them and holding it and experiencing some of it. And the way that this works is to understand that we are all connected on an energetic level. So when a person suffers on the other side of the world, that means that you are part of that being is part of you. And when we shut the door on that suffering, that means the person is carrying that burden alone. But if we can recognize that we have this empathic quality, rather than judge the empathic quality, we can hold and release that person, help them release that suffering from their body by offering energy, by offering prayer, by offering consoling energies, to be as if to hold and console that person. And it helps to drain their suffering because you're taking and acknowledging that we are shared beings, we have shared energies, and I'm going to relieve some of your suffering. I'm experiencing this. I'm going to pray upon it. I'm going to release it so that it can be dissolved. And when we take the opposite kind of response, we see someone is suffering in the world, and then we get angry about it, and we start striking out about it. That adds to the energy of conflict and suffering. So this is the way in which we can personally be empowered and respond to our feelings without adding to the burden. We can respond to our feelings, acknowledge our feelings, and release, dissolve that burden upon the whole fabric of humanity. We each have that capacity, and we each have an opportunity to do that. And so when I talk about being sovereign, when I talk about saying that you're going to take responsibility for your energy, you're going to take responsibility for what you contribute into the world, it means that you're going to not retreat from, not respond to those things that are occurring because in a way that will contribute and add more toxic energy to the milieu of humanity. So this is why a lot of these things occur. So an incident, a false flag will occur, and it ignites human emotions and ignites human compassion, ignites human anger. And as these energies are ignited, they fuel the outcome. So if the energy ignited is one of fear and rage, then that's going to fuel, and more fear and rage will be fed into the construct, into the energy field of humanity, the oneness of humanity. But when we can say that we're not going to contribute to that, so if I experience something, if I see something that ignites in me a sense of rage, let me process this rage in a way that will dissolve it, in a way that will heal it, in a way that will be constructive. Because our choices of responses with regard to our emotions and our thoughts and our feelings feed back into the field within which human beings live. It's a lot like the water that we drink. If you have a toxic waste dump sending chemicals into the water that we drink or into the air that we breathe, then that toxic waste will be recycled through the human body system. And the same is true with our emotions and with our feelings. And it's important to connect with this reality because it is the emotions and our feelings and our intentions and our thoughts that create the reality in which we live. So it's very important that we can acknowledge that, because as we gain conscious awareness and are able to be sovereign and responsible and mature in how we process these feelings, these emotions, these thoughts and our intentions, then we begin to transform our world. And it happens on a personal level at first. You begin to transform the nature of relationships and the nature of your capacity to function successfully in the world. And as more do that, it begins to change the overall field in which we live, so that there can be more successfully engagement in transforming our world. And so we are indeed living in very chaotic times, because all of this activity, all of the feeding of toxic energies into our human environment is boiling. It's boiling. And so the worst of the worst continues to rise to the surface. And as it gets worse, and as people come up, beings, powers, entities of control, keep throwing out more and more toxic energies, more and more activities, more and more events that are going to add to the boiling pot. So if we, as responsible human beings, resist falling into that cycle, into that downward spiral, then it will ultimately dissipate, and the boiling will begin to come down to a simmer, and the simmer will begin to come down into a calm. And as you begin to do this in your own life, you begin to recognize the signs, the personal signs that you see within your own life. The synchronicities begin to increase. The inner sense of peace begin to increase. Your relationships begin to be more expansive. And you're able to discern which of your relationships are truly healthy and constructive, and which it would be more advantageous to disengage from. So sovereignty is not so much, or not only, about being sovereign in the world and claiming your rights, or, you know, opposing whatever taxes or whatever things that sovereignty means in the world. There's a level of sovereignty that we must claim as spiritual soul embodied beings, so that we can connect with that guidance that will help us to steer our way through the matrix, through the world, and will help us to steer our way in our own life, so that we can make decisions that will be fruitful, and we can avoid decisions that will be destructive. And I just want to make clear that this is an important factor in staying grounded, really making this decision to walk this path of self-mastery, staying grounded in chaotic times. Now, there's a vast expanse of what this entails, because it entails releasing and removing stored up toxic energy that's in your body, that has made its way into the cellular structure and into your DNA. And so you want to heal that, and that's part of the process. And there's a part of the process where you can open that inner channel to your guidance, so that you can feel very constructive and really trust that guidance, even though it may not seem to make sense in the material world. You begin to gain confidence in what's coming through you over what may be projected upon you, or you have more confidence in your inner guidance than whatever judgments you may have taught to have about yourself. And it becomes a very nourishing and comforting relationship that you have with your being, with your own being, so that you can walk in the world peacefully with strength and confidence and not rely upon anything in the world for that strength, confidence, because you are resting within the unconditional love and tenderness of your own spirit, your soul family, and the divine forces of creation. And that is the new way to exist in the world. We're going to take a break. I'm going to catch my breath. And when I come back, I'm actually going to share with you a grounding meditation in which you can either do it as I offer it or come back later, download it, and do it when you are in a peaceful space. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Progressive Radio Network, the number one network for those who care about the truth.
You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, host of this program. Heart of Mind really has that as its mission, to open up the channel between the mind and the heart, to bring our deepest humanity and our deepest sacredness into blossom within our capacity to think and engage within the world. When we have this union of heart and mind, we are deeply empowered far beyond that which we can imagine or think of, because the mind really is made as a mechanism for functioning in a third dimensional world. We are, however, quantum beings. We exist on many levels. We exist here in physical bodies in the world. We also exist as our higher self. We also exist as the more expanded quantum self in higher levels of vibration. So we can each actually think of ourselves as being the ascended master. So on a level of existence, there are masters who have already had experiences in lifetimes, on worlds, in multiple galaxies, that have come to this realm where we live in our galaxy and have given their energy birth into living beings on Earth. So we as the living beings on Earth have a combination of our genetic ancestry, our parents, great-grandparents, our racial groups, our countries, our communities. All of that is part of who we are through the legacy of our genetics. But equally, if not coming to a point of being more than equally, we're matched by the ancestry of our soul lineage. And so what we are being called to do is to combine, to awaken that capacity, to become expanded into the understanding, into the knowledge of that part of our being that is indeed a master, that is indeed a master just like the ones we read about in our religious books, just like the ones we hear about in various channelings and readings about, Saint Germain or Archangel Michael or Yeshua the Christ. We each have an ascended aspect of ourselves, and just as Yeshua was in, went to walk through the earth and had these engagements and was talking and being counseled from beyond, we each have that capacity through our spiritual lineage to reach into and open up to allow our own mastery to become embodied within our life and within our being. And so I am encouraging this. This is part of the process of being sovereign. I'm going to play a piece of music for you, and it is Malu Semshen, an invocation of the Masters of Enlightenment. And this is a piece of music, it's a chanting by the monks of the Drepung Losling Monastery. And as you listen to this, allow your own mastery to connect with you and for you to connect to that part of you that can guide and protect and nourish you in a way that nothing on earth, nothing in the physical realm can. Be willing to say, yes, I am open to experience the mastery of my own creator being self. So let's listen to the music and just allow, go into that space. before returning to your everyday, I want you to continue and just take a few deep breaths. Just let go of everything as much as you can in the moment and focus on the breath itself. And take breaths deep into your body, allowing your awareness to follow that breath. Follow the awareness into your chest, feeling your chest expand. Let your awareness follow the breath deeper into the abdomen. Let the abdomen expand. Follow your breath into your back, into your lower back. Allow your back to expand. Take the breath into wherever in your body you're feeling any tension, any anxiety. Just breathe into that space. Inhale deeply through your nose. And as you exhale, exhale through your mouth and let go of that stress, that tension. So just allow the breath to service you, bringing in spirit, bringing in fullness, letting go of the anxiety, letting go of any adverse energies within your body. And allow your awareness to settle in the field of the heart, the bottom of the heart. The top of the solar plexus is the seat of the soul. Just allow your awareness to rest there for a moment, breathing in that space, opening up the passage, the connection, the awakening of your deepest self, your connection to the divinity of your being. Open, allow that connection to be awakened inside of you. Visualize a flower blossoming, opening in that space. Allow yourself to feel the essence, the perfume, the energy, the love of that deep part of yourself. And from that depth of who you truly are, awaken to the energy of your pineal that's behind the third, fourth eye in the center of your brain. It's the portal into the quantum self. And be willing to allow, give permission for that quantum self to communicate, to awaken, and to contribute to your capacity to be whole and healthy in your life. Open and allow that wisdom to infuse your choices. Allow the love to heal the wounding that you're holding. Heal the anger, heal the pain and suffering that you've experienced. And let it go with your breath. Inhale the expansion. Exhale and release the old. Inhale the expansion of being. Exhale and release the old. And this is something that you can do in any case, no matter where you are, what you are doing. You could be at your computer, you could be driving, and you can take that space to inhale, expand into your deepest self, exhale and release the frustration. It's imperative that we take responsibility for ourselves and begin to engage in our own healing and transformative process. I hope you will engage in this way, because this is truly how we can transform our own lives as well as transform our world. And we become the escape valve for all the chaos. So as the pot boils like a tea kettle, if there's a valve, the heat and the excess escapes in the steam. And that's what we can do. We can allow that energy to escape, not holding it into our bodies, into our teapots. And this is a way of really engaging so that we can be and experience liberation. To experience liberation is where the real power is. And you can experience that in any situation. And that's the symbol of, for example, walking on stones, fire, the fire walk. People go into meditation and walk on hot coals, and they're not burned because they're in their sovereignty and they're moving through the fire. And this is how we can engage in our world. We see the chaos. We see the fire. We see the burning. We feel the compassion. We want to engage, but we can walk through it in such a way that we are not scorched by all that's going on around us.
I stand upon the rock of
coming up, I am offering, well, actually, it's a 3-month program in meditation and movement. It's in the field of Qigong meditation and movement. But the overarching title of this series is Staying Grounded in Chaotic Times, because we go through these challenges every day, every hour, every minute sometimes. And you need to have a regular practice that's going to help you move that crap out of your body and uplift you so that you can continue moving and walking the path of a master. That is the intention, and it uses the Qigong movement and meditation. It's based on traditional Chinese medicine, is designed to release stress and anxiety from the body and mind. And it also, we offer remedy routines for those of us who have specific ailments, be it hypertension, depression, whatever it might be, and to help calm the body and mind, and it helps to improve stress-related conditions that might have already embedded themselves into your physicality. And so the idea is to be able to walk in grace, to be able to relax, to be with ease and in harmony. So it works to harmonize our breath and uplift and restore inner peace. That is the purpose of this series, Staying Grounded in Chaotic Times. It's going on, going from now through April, every Saturday from 3 till 4 p.m. You can drop in as a single class, and you can also register for 4 classes. You can do that 4 classes consecutively, or you can space it out according to your schedule. The series is designed to be so that each one is sustaining and independent, but it's in the repetition is where you really gather the muscle, the spiritual muscle, to sustain. So the choice is yours, and it's available there. And the location is in Brooklyn at Studio Maya, 603 Bergen Street in Brooklyn. The zip is 11238. Studio Maya is very easy to get to. You can go to the website, studiomaya.com, and it's easy to get there. The 2 or the 3 train to Bergen Street in Brooklyn. It's about a block and a half, 2 blocks from the train. You could also walk there from the Atlantic Avenue Barclay Center, which has almost all the trains. Not all, but almost all. And so I invite you to join me on Saturdays from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. at Studio Maya. For those who want to connect on a deeper level, you can reach me through email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. My message line, you can leave a message at 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. I've started a new blog covering these issues that I'm speaking of today and seeking to engage in a more interactive relationship conversation with like-minded people such as yourself. And that blog is called bodyascension.wordpress.com, bodyascension.wordpress.com. And I do have 3 primary websites. QigongOnline.net talks more about the work and of understanding Qigong, what it is and how you can connect to that. QIGONGONLINE.net. QigongOnline.net, a website that focuses primarily on my private healing practice, and it is Katherine.1, KATHRYN.1. That's how you spell my name, KATHRYN.ONE, and you'll connect to that website. And the website for the broadcast is heartofmindradio.com. That's still a work in progress, but it is there. And if this was too much to absorb or write down, you can go to the website, prn.fm, and seek out the Heart of Mind Radio archive page. And I have listed all of these links and connections right there. You can go back and refer by going to prn.fm. While there, I invite you to download this program. This program is very much energized. And when I come to you in this fashion, I am not speaking from my brain and my thoughts. I am actually speaking through from within, this open channel so that the wisdom of my higher self, my quantum self, I give permission for that energy to come through and speak through me. So it's not that I'm channeling disembodied entities. I am allowing the fullness of my quantum self to have an expression in this realm, in this dimension. So when I come to this program and I open up the microphone, I simply open up and allow. I don't reconstruct. I don't even know what I'm going to say from one word to the next. I am completely confident that my expanded self, my higher self, the quantum being, the soul group, soul family, of which I am a part, has my back and has your back and is bringing forth this encouragement and this wisdom. And I'm saying this to you for you to realize that you have the same and equal capacity to allow this to come through you and through your life, connected to your soul wisdom group, connected to your mission on earth. You can get in alignment and be on purpose and be liberated within the chaos that now exists on earth. I want to thank you for joining me and invite you to return for Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis. You're listening to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And may you have a beautiful week, a beautiful experience, a beautiful life. May you be blessed and be in synchronicity. Take care and stay tuned for all the great program you hear over this network, PRN.FM.